What are we going to do with all that wheat? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. 2016 was a year for the record books because Idaho had the highest wheat yield in the nation, according to Blaine Jacobson of the Idaho Wheat Commission. In fact, he told me that last year was incredible for wheat production. As an example, Idaho averaged 91 bushels per acre, which was not only an all-time record for Idaho, but Idaho led all of the wheat-growing states. Idaho is number one in wheat production in the United States in terms of the number of bushels per acre. That's the good news, but here's the bad. Most of Idaho's bumper wheat crop never left the state. It's still in Idaho, in grain silos, bins, under tarps, anywhere in any way that the wheat can be stored. Jacobson said that we had a wonderful crop in southern and eastern Idaho. The yields were high and production was high. That said, not only did Idaho have a record yield, so did Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Nebraska, Texas, and Kansas. Last year was a great year for all states, but resulted in overabundant inventories of wheat. Jacobson also said that worldwide we have a lot of wheat in the inventory. Furthermore, Russia and Australia had a great year. Here's Clark Johnston, a grain marketer with AgriSource JC Management.
I can tell you this, that I talked to Schooler here in Ogden last week, and he said just what they know. There's 5 million bushels of wheat still in storage, needs to move before harvest in the southeast Idaho.
And with all this rain, let's hope it doesn't get ruined by mildew. David Sparks, aginfo.net.